USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Across the country, hospitals are reporting that pediatric beds are filling up with cases of COVID, flu, and RSV, a respiratory virus. Even areas that aren't seeing an increase in hospitalizations yet, like Fresno County, California, are prepping for a possible surge. Pediatric hospitalist with UCSF Benioff's Children's Hospital Oakland, April Zott, says cases of flu and RSV are hitting earlier this year.
We are earlier than usual in having a situation where our beds are full. So I came in this morning. I'm on one of the main inpatient teams. My team is full. Our respiratory unit is full. And there were 5 to 7 kids in the emergency room waiting for beds.
Nearly the entire stretch of the Mississippi River has experienced below average rainfall over the past 2 months, reducing water levels on the river to near record lows. The drought has disrupted ship and barge traffic at a critical time for farmers harvesting soybeans and corn for export. Farmers are paying higher shipping costs. Tourists can see parts of the river that are usually inaccessible, including Tower Rock, although scientists say climate change is raising temperatures and making droughts more common and intense. A weather expert says this latest drought affecting the central U.S. is more likely a short-term weather phenomenon. The battle between the governor of Mississippi and the mayor of Jackson is not helping the water crisis in that town.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has extended the state of emergency over the water crisis in the capital city of Jackson. Governor Reeves does blame Jackson mayor for the city's water crisis.
What we have proven over the last 52 days is the water struggles in Jackson were specific to the incompetence of this administration and this mayor.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia says it's suspending implementation of a grain export deal brokered by the United Nations and Turkey this summer. Russia cited a drone attack on its ships it accused Ukraine of carrying out as the reason for stopping its participation in the grain import deal. Ukraine has denied attacking those ships. BBC News' Debbie Russ has more.
Russia says it is suspending participation in a UN deal that allows grain exports from Ukraine in response to a drone attack on Russian ships in occupied Crimea. The spokesman for the UN Secretary General called for the preservation of the agreement, saying all parties must refrain from any action which would imperil it.
Officials in South Korea say at least 120 people are dead and 100 more injured in a crowd surge during Halloween festivities in Seoul. They say a large crowd pushed forward in a narrow alley, fatally crushing people. Are your sleep patterns all whacked out by daylight savings?
Most states will turn back their clocks an hour on Sunday, November 6th, but daylight savings time is generating growing health concerns. Sleep disorder specialists at the Mayo Clinic say turning the clocks back and forth twice a year causes disruption in the brain's circadian rhythms. Researchers at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital have found that in mice, disrupted sleep causes an increase in heart disease. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.